Hi, Daniel.
Nice to talk to you once again. Hope you're doing all right, because we were saying yesterday that you're a little under the weather, so hopefully you're okay. Where are we heading off to today?
Daniel, we can't go any further without paying tribute to Doug Rattray. It's impossible to quantify his contribution to this city during his life and the legacy that he left by his filmmaking. But there's so much more to his story. I'm not sure where to start.
Well, I was going to say, let's start as much as we can in his early life. Do you know much about his early life?
Not a lot. I know that he was born in Bundaberg in 1898, and he was friends with Bert Hinkler. Now, Doug worked at the Paramount Theatre before he bought it. In 1928, he engaged a Brisbane architect to design the new Paramount Theatre. The facade was very ornate, and I'll put a picture of that up on my Facebook page, Bundaberg Art History. But, Daniel, that theatre seated 2,300 people.
Wow, wow. Now, was this in the time of silent films? I mean, I don't know much about films. So was this silent film era?
It was. And Doug and Hannah had the Paramount Orchestra to accompany the movies in those days. Doug played the double bass and the drums and a few other instruments, and Hannah played the piano. But soon after construction of the revamped theatre began, talkies arrived, so Doug had to install a sound system. Now, it was also an open-air theatre, so movies only showed when weather permitted, but over an 18-year period, Doug put a roof on it.
Angela Lathouris, the 4BU historian, joins us this morning. We are talking about Doug Rattray. Now, what was it like to go to the Paramount? That would have been a huge thrill in the day.
It was. So many people have shared their memories, Daniel. Sandra Hall remembers that people rode their bikes uptown and that bikes were piled up five deep in the gutter outside. Doug would be dressed up in his tuxedo to greet the moviegoers, and Hannah would be dressed to the nines in the ticket box. Sometimes she wore a fox fur stole.
Wow.
Now, there were canvas seats on the sloping floor, or you could sit up in the peanut gallery. The program had a newsreel, a serial, and a cartoon for the kids, then a supporting film. And in the intermission, everyone rushed down to the cafe. But if you didn't want to do that, there was a tray boy selling peanuts and lollies.
Wow.
Now, some of those lollies would have been Jaffers, and you know what the main use of those was, rolling them down the aisle. But then came the main feature.
I must admit, I may have rolled a Jaffer or two down the aisles of my local cinema. So what sort of movies was Doug playing at the time at Paramount?
A lot of people remember the Westerns, Hopalong Cassidy, Roy Rogers, and there were comedies like The Three Stooges and The Marx Brothers. Tarzan, dramas by Cecil B. DeMille. I saw an ad for Mae West in She Done Him Wrong.
Wow.
Now, my sister Pauline has vivid memories of a horror movie called The Zombies of Waratah. Now, she probably watched most of it with her eyes closed, but she remembers ripping holes in Mum's stockings that night.
Wow.
Now, thanks to John Hampson and Ron Perkis for sharing their memories of the parry. And on staff was Sandy McNabb, Basil Hewerdine, Harold Scott, and Bill Purvis. Now, Claude Puey and Bluey Stibe stood either side of the theatre with big torches, and they shone them on anyone who misbehaved. Some people referred to them as bouncers, but I prefer to think of them as ushers. Daniel?
Well, I can...
I think that hijinks were standard, like crackers going off, and snakes let loose at intervals.
Oh, I can just imagine you there, Angela, you know, causing a little bit of a ruckus at the cinemas. Now, you were saying that Doug worked very hard for the city. What sort of things did he actually do?
Well, most importantly, he chronicled the history of Bundaberg in film. Royal visits, railway picnics, Bert Hinkler's triumphant return in 1928, games of football, rowing regattas, the city streets, so much more. And I'm sure that he would be proud to know that his films are in the collection of the National Film and Sound Archive. Now, Doug was on the council for almost 30 years. He was involved in the Caledonian Band, Rotary. He was the patron of many organisations, president of the Boy Scouts, And he also raised a lot of money for returned soldiers and the ambulance. He was also a life member of the RACQ. Mm. Now, in their spare time, Doug and Hannah travelled, including a couple of trips to Hollywood, where they made a lot of connections in the film industry. Now, in his own words, Doug Rattray said, "Bundaberg is a city to be proud of." And Bundaberg is very proud of Doug and Hannah. We've got Rattray Street and Rattray Park. We also have Johanna Boulevard, which fittingly has a picture theatre.
Oh, look at all that. You've given us so much this morning. Angela Lathouris, the 4BU historian. We're talking about Doug Rattray and, of course, the Paramount. Angela, really do appreciate your time and taking us down memory lane once again.
Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you very much. And if you have any memories of the Paramount, give us a call, 4153-0888. Maybe your parents went, maybe your grandparents went, 4153-0888. It's 1332 4BU.